The All Blacks are facing Christmas in quarantine unless their demand for a rugby championship schedule change is met. Sanzar today announced the All Blacks' final match is set for the 12th of December in Sydney, meaning they'll need to isolate until at least Boxing Day on their return. New Zealand had been hoping the tournament involving Australia, South Africa and Argentina would last 5 weeks, not six. But is it about Christmas in isolation or a breakdown in communication? During the program tonight, we'll hear from the Players Association, and a Sydney Morning Herald sports reporter gives us his take on the spoiling relationship between Australia and New Zealand rugby. Even the Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, wades in. But first, this from our sports editor, Stephen Hewson.
South Africa are World Cup winners in 2019.
South Africa won the World Cup and the Rugby Championship last year, and already it appears the All Blacks are on the losing end again in 2020, without a match even being played. New Zealand rugby's been blindsided by the schedule, having expected the last match would be on December the 5th, to give the players and management time to get home and isolate before Christmas. Chief Executive Mark Robinson says they're disappointed they weren't consulted before the final schedule for the Rugby Championship was announced.
We're working on the understanding that all joint venture parties agree to these sort of decisions. And in that regard, we were disappointed we couldn't reach agreement before a release was made.
Mark Robinson says they'll talk to the All Blacks management and players about whether or not they want to attend the Rugby Championship over the next few days. He says it's too early to say whether they'll be able to let some players come home early should they desire. Last week, Rugby Players Association head Rob Nicol told RNZ's Extra Time being home for Christmas was non-negotiable.
All the team's going to have to deal with is the fact that we've got to be out of Australia by the 6th of December. That's kind of the date that everyone's talking about. So clearly the draw has got to be looked at very closely and be quite innovative, but you're looking at six test matches over 5 weeks to make sure that no one is in quarantine over Christmas, because that was never going to work for anyone.
After seeing the December 12th finish date, Nicol said the Players Association wanted a compromise that would allow players to be out of isolation by Christmas Day.
Because we haven't actually agreed to that, so... And I think New Zealand Rugby have been clear that they haven't agreed to it either, but hey, we all want to make this happen. You know, we want to make the tournament happen, so what can we do? Can we go back to six games over 5 weeks? Can we do something around quarantining? What can we do to solve this problem? So we'll just focus on that, and hey, it's not the first problem we've had this year, and it ain't going to be the last.
Asked in a media conference if the scheduling was Sanzar's way of getting back at New Zealand Rugby over its plans for a revamped Super Rugby competition, Mark Robinson doubted political games were being played.
This is not anything we're taking personally or anything like that. It's just the reality of the scenarios that are being put up.
You paint a very still a rosy but perhaps fractured picture with Sanzar. Is there ever a point where you just say, they kiss our ass, see you later?
No. These things happen in partnerships, you know. You work through them, and it doesn't diminish our commitment to Sanzar for the future at all.
At a political level, though, Labor leader Jacinda Ardern indicated her understanding from previous discussions was that players would be home for Christmas.
There was an agreement that those games would conclude by the 6th of December, and if everyone sticks to that, then there wouldn't be an issue.
Well, this was National leader Judith Collins' response.
Gosh, that's a bit sad, isn't it? That's a bit sad.
Sanzar Chief Executive Andy Marinos accepts the date is an issue for New Zealand, but he says they've exhausted every option in trying to rearrange the schedule so the All Blacks could be home for Christmas. He says they're already asking the players to play six tests in 6 weeks, which is arduous, and shortening that time frame wouldn't be good for player welfare. Marinos hoped the New Zealand government might relax the quarantine laws for the All Blacks upon their return. For Checkpoint, Stephen Hewson.